KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 68 degrees, mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. He won at the GOP convention, but gubernatorial candidate Phil Lyman might have a problem. There are claims that his running mate isn't qualified to run.
Phil Lyman's interpretation of a line in the Utah Constitution is what's up for debate, specifically the part that reads, resident citizen of the state for 5 years, next preceding the election. Lyman's statement referred to an Ohio Supreme Court ruling the term next would require any period of 5 years preceding the 2024 election, and says Lane Bangerter meets the requirement. But Senator Todd Weiler gave Dave and Dujanovic his legal interpretation of the line.
It's very clear that the intent is it has to be 5 years up to the date of the election. And we know that that hasn't been met here.
We've yet to reach the elections office for clarity on the verbiage. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Lyman campaign has released a statement saying Lane Bangerter has lived in Utah more than 30 years. They admit he's also lived in Idaho and insist he is still a fully qualified candidate for lieutenant governor. Over the weekend, our Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson said the Republican Party convention was inappropriate for children. She said her 10-year-old nieces were exposed to sexually explicit epithets. Deseret News reporter Holly Richardson says there were other disturbing experiences Saturday.
There were fists thrown. There were police presence had to be called over. There were delegates walking around in a T-shirt that said, "Make tar and feathers legal again."
And the response from the party chairman.
Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon told me from his view on the stage.
Most people there participated in positive ways and participated in respectful conversations in spite of differences of opinion.
Though Axon did say if there were any interactions he didn't see that went too far, he said he would not condone, nor is there any space for that kind of behavior. He also spoke to why he thinks some big-name candidates like Governor Spencer Cox and Congressman John Curtis got crushed by their first-time opponents.
So what I sensed was a number of delegates feeling like some of these other candidates, they're already on the primary ballot. And so I'm going to support somebody else so that there can be a continuation of options.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A Vernal man is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly shooting a Vernal police officer. 27-year-old Rookus Roscoe Curry was formally charged yesterday. Saturday night, Curry got into a heated argument with a neighbor. Police came and they say Curry opened fire, shooting a police sergeant who's now hospitalized in stable condition. Protesters aren't budging, despite a deadline set by Columbia University. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
After the deadline to clear the camp passed hours ago without success, student leaders say they are willing to risk suspension.
These repulsive scare tactics mean nothing compared to the deaths of over 34,000 Palestinians.
NYPD officers are positioned just off campus but have not taken any measures yet to clear the protesters. The Biden administration has wrapped up its investigation into allegations that Israeli security forces violated the human rights of Palestinians.
We found 5 Israeli units responsible for individual incidents of gross violations of human rights.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the findings involve years-old allegations against Israeli forces operating outside of Gaza. He says the Israelis have remediated 4 of those units. 4 officers working for the U.S. Marshal's Office were shot while serving a warrant in North Carolina. On X, police said a task force was conducting an investigation when they were engaged by active gunfire from a subject. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The closure of a Moab mobile home park is shedding some light on Utah's affordable housing crisis.
Over the last few years, Utah has seen a handful of mobile home park closures, from Riverdale to Layton to Clearfield to Cottonwood Heights and now Moab. While the rate is not yet skyrocketing, it is worrying because it shows a complete contradiction in the movement toward affordable housing.
Where are those people going to move to? We don't have that infrastructure for people to be able to move and, you know, pay the same. It's just not feasible.
Executive Director of the Utah Housing Coalition, Tara Rollins, says most people have a misconception about mobile home parks. They are incredibly important to our communities because they provide housing options. One of the biggest issues are developers who come in and offer tons of money for the land. The landowner has to be very dedicated to the community and its residents to turn down those big offers. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
A high water danger is now passed in Ogden. Water officials had to work through the weekend to prevent river flooding.
Ogden River reached near flood levels this weekend, but there's no reason to worry for future flood risks. The river actually reached its peak, and water officials are controlling the flow with timed releases. These releases allow control over water levels in the reservoir and downstream rivers. They happen year-round, but are extremely important during spring runoff when the possibility of flooding grows exponentially.
That's KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla. Thanks to controlled releases and a slower snowmelt, there's almost no flood risk in Utah right now. KSL News Time 306. First look traffic on a Monday afternoon. Hello there, Ricky Meese.
Hello there, Jeff. We are starting crash-free on the Valley freeways. That's the good news. But the bad news is traffic is already filling in and slowing down southbound I-15, Murray and Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I don't know if you want to hear about it, but my minute of news is coming up next. I'm going to ask you to stay here.